Here's the amazing thing. This is really amazing. Viewed from the human standpoint, Pilate's decision was terrible. It was all wrong. He condemned an innocent man, a man he knew was innocent, to a terrible death on the cross because he was afraid, because of self-interest, because he didn't think about it, because he didn't listen to good advice. And yet, the incredible thing is that Pilate's decision, his terrible decision, furthered God's plan of salvation. And it wasn't just that God said, oh, look, Pilate's made a bad decision. I'm going to turn this into something good. He did do that. But it's more than that. It's that it had to be this way. Jesus predicted that he was going to be crucified, and Pilate was the one who had to take that decision. It was prophesied. This was God's plan of salvation. It had to be this way. Now, this is one of the most amazing things about God's plan of salvation, is that he planned that through the free decisions, bad decisions of human beings, Judas decided to betray Jesus, terrible decision, and yet God had planned it that way. Didn't remove Judas' responsibility for one moment, but God had planned it that way. Pilate decided to crucify Jesus, terrible decision, but it had to be that way. Didn't remove Pilate's responsibility, but God had planned that that's the way it should be. And the amazing thing, and you can maybe take a little bit of comfort, don't get the wrong end of the stick from what I'm about to say, okay? Your decisions do matter. Okay, they really do matter, and it's important that we get them right as best we can. But sometimes, even a bad decision, God can use for good if he chooses to do so. I'm saying, don't get the wrong end of the stick. Don't run away with the idea, well, decisions don't matter because God will turn them into something good. That doesn't always happen, and perhaps it doesn't often happen, but it can happen. God can do that. He can make a disastrous decision on your part into something that furthers his purposes. He did it here. This is the worst decision Pilate ever made in his life. And yet God turned it into something that furthered the plan of salvation. Now, why was that? Well, I just want to go through this, that little statement from the creed that says, crucifixus etiam pro nobis sub Pontio Pilato. He was crucified for us. Okay, there is it. He was. Who was? Well, Jesus. It wasn't Barabbas that was crucified. It was Jesus who was crucified. And that is a kind of picture of Jesus in our place. Barabbas should have been crucified. He was a murderer. He deserved it. Jesus was innocent. And he was crucified. It is Jesus in our place. And this is the great substitution, that Jesus died in your place, in my place, bearing the punishment that we deserve for our sins. He was crucified. Jesus, the innocent Son of God, bore our sins. And this was all God's plan worked out through Pilate's terrible decision. But here's an interesting thing. He was crucified. It wasn't just that he died, okay? The Jews could have stoned him to death. They wanted to do that a few times. Once, early in his ministry, they wanted to throw him off a cliff. They didn't. If they threw him off a cliff, he would have died. If they stoned him, he would have died. It's not just that Jesus died. It's that Jesus died by crucifixion. It had to be that way. He predicted it. And all of the circumstances came together to ensure that that happened. Why? Well, the Apostle Paul tells us, Galatians 3:13, cursed is anyone who hangs on a tree. There's something particularly accursed about the death on the cross. And that is not just Jesus in our place, but Jesus bearing our curse. The curse that was first of all pronounced on Adam and Eve after their sin and has been ours ever since is taken away by Jesus, and specifically by his death on the cross. He had to be crucified, because the crucifixion death is a particularly accursed death. Galatians 3:13, he bore our curse, so that we're no longer under God's curse if Jesus is our Savior. So he was crucified. And here's the best bit, isn't it? It's not just theoretical kind of sort of seminary kind of stuff that you talk about these things, about you know, substitution and about curse. It's that this all happened for us. For us. And who is the us? There's some great words that appear in, particularly in older versions of the Bible, words like whosoever. Isn't that a great word? Whosoever. It's like whosoever. It's like whosoever. It's like whosoever. Anyone who comes. This is why John 3:16 says that God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes, there's the condition, you've got to believe, but otherwise it's just like, it's open, come. And this is the amazing thing, he was crucified for us, for everyone who believes, everyone who will come to him, everyone is included in that, whosoever, everyone who responds. This is the core of the gospel, and it's all because of Pontius Pilate's terrible decision to have Jesus crucified, and yet it all works out for our salvation. Isn't that amazing? The gospel is incredible. This could only be God's idea. You know, where a terrible decision by a Roman, an obscure Roman governor, brings about the salvation of countless millions of people. He was crucified for us. So there it is. Under Pontius Pilate, I hope that, that just hearing the story has kind of thrilled you, excited you, humbled you, solemnized you, made you feel grateful for what's happened, amazed you. If you want to read more about it this afternoon, these are the four passages that I've kind of condensed into one. Matthew 27:1-26, Mark 15:1-15, Luke 23:1-25, and John 18:28-19:16. And there's only one question that I can leave you with here now. This is the gospel. Jesus was crucified for us. Are you one of these people? Have you come? Have you believed? Are you in that whosoever? Have you come and accepted Jesus as Savior? He's done this for you. You come and believe in him, and you'll receive the forgiveness of your sins. He died in your place. The curse is taken away. Sin is forgiven. That's the gospel. And it's all because of this one decision by Pontius Pilate, under the control and the sovereign plan of God, which he put into operation even before the beginning of the world. That's when it started. Isn't that amazing? Glorious gospel and a glorious Savior. Blessed be his name. Amen.